We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 24th chapter, the 15th Pasuk. The Navi had been describing that there's going to be a period of destruction in Israel, and from that destruction will remain a meager few, and they will sing Hashem's praise. And the Navi continues on Pasuk Tet Vav. Al kein ba'urim kabedu Adonai be'iye hayam shem Adonai Elohei Yisrael. So the big question in this pasuk is, what does the word ba'urim mean? So, no. So, one understanding is that the word ba'urim comes from the word ur, light, and it means when there'll be light on the righteous, when the righteous will make it out alive after that whole destruction. So then, kabedu Hashem, give honor to Hashem. Be'iye Hayam, in the islands of the sea, give thanks to Hashem, the God of Israel. That's one interpretation. There's another interpretation which says that the word ba'urim comes from the word me'urat. The crevices in the earth where snakes hide is called me'urat. And so ba'urim could also mean from within the crevices, from within those little chasms where people are hiding when the destruction comes. So from there, those that make it out alive, kabedu Hashem, give honor to Hashem. Be'iye hayam, and those that have exiled out to the islands of the sea during this time of destruction, so there too give praise to the name of Hashem, the God of Israel, who ensured that something would remain after the great Holocaust. Pasuk Tet Zayin. Again, big question, what is mikenaf haaretz? Kanaf, we know, can mean a wing. Kanaf can mean an extremity from the edge of the earth. Zimirot shamanu tzvi la tzadik. We hear songs of praise, tzvi la tzadik. The word tzvi could mean glory. The Navi is saying, my friends and I, we hear that at the time of redemption, there's going to be songs of praise for the righteous. Va'omar, rozili, rozili, oili. And when I heard this, I said, this secret that's being brought to me, woe to me. If I hear there's going to be a remnant that remains, but the masses are going to be destroyed. Rozili, rozili, the secret that's being brought to me, Raz is a secret. Oili, woe to me that I've heard this secret. It's going to take so long till the redemption comes. There's going to be so much suffering during this long exile the Jewish people will endure. Bogedim bagadu, uveged bogedim bagadu. So many generations, so many peoples will turn on the Jewish people. After all these long exiles, we're going to see generation after generation, country after country is going to persecute the Jews and turn on them. And that's been our history. Bogedim bagadu. We would come to a country, we'd be faithful to them, be it Holland, be it France, be it England, be it Spain. Go check Jewish history, be it Iraq, be it Iran, be it Syria, be it Lebanon, be it Egypt. Where on the planet have we been that they didn't end up turning on us? And they turned on us for nothing. Very often it was just because we were actually doing our job, because we were being successful at doing our job. Go over Jewish history. Shakespeare's an anti-Semite. But Shakespeare lived during the time that there wasn't a Jew in England. The Jews were banished from England. But he knows that a Jew will take a pound of flesh, right? Merchant of Venice. So look at our history, and that's what the Navi says. Rozili, my secret's to me. Rozili, my secret's to me. Oily, woe to me that I know such a secret. And in hindsight, we can understand why Yaakov Avinu and why Yeshayo the Navi or Chavakuk the prophet, none of them reveal what's yet to come. Imagine a Jew 2,000 years ago, the destruction of the Second Temple. Remember, Yeshaya lives 2,500 years ago, 2.5 millennium ago. Yeshaya sees it's... Okay. Yeshaya sees it's going to be 2.5 millennium till we make it back here. If he's going to tell the Jewish people, who's going to stick to Judaism? How are people going to have the strength to hold out for 2.5 millennium? So Yeshaya says, woe to me. I see what's yet to come. The Jews thought it would be good in France. The Jews thought it would be good in Spain. The Jews thought it would be good in Portugal and Holland. Throughout our history, every time we have our golden era, and then suddenly, boom. The Jews had it so good in Iraq. The Jews had it good in Iran, even under the Shah.
Especially under the Shah.
The Navi says... Pachad vafachat vafach. Notice again the poetic form. Pachad, fear. Vafachat, and the depths of a pit. Fachat really means a pit in which one falls. Vapach, pach is a trap. It's a net that's used for trapping. The Navi, again, is using poetic form, and he says... Pachad vafachat vafach. All these different troubles are going to befall the Jewish people. Fear, pits, dungeons, traps. Alecha yoshev haaretz is waiting for you, the inhabitants of the land. Ve'haya, and what will be? Hanas, he who flees. Mikol hapachad, he who flees from the sound that's fearful, yipol el hapachat. Now he's going to describe the evolvement. If you're running away from the pachad, so then the person will fall in the pachat, in the pits that are dug for people to be trapped in. Ve'haole mitoch hapachat, and he who climbs out of those pits, who manages to escape from that, yilached bapach, will be then caught by the nets, by the traps that are waiting. Because the chimneys of heaven have been opened. He says it's as though heaven opened its windows, and through those windows heaven is pouring down troubles on the Jewish people. And even the powerful people who are considered the pillars of the earth, even they are going to tremble from the great troubles that are waiting for the Jewish people. Now here, Rashi brings us an interesting interpretation. Hanas mikol hapachad, he who flees the fear, says Rashi, that's talking about Mashiach ben Yosef. We know there's going to be a Mashiach who's a descendant. This king is going to be a descendant from Rachel. And there's going to be a great war in his time. And he who runs away from the sword, from the wars in the time of Mashiach ben Yosef, Rashi says, Yipol el hapachat. He will fall by the sword of Mashiach ben David. Our tradition is that the first great Messiah is going to die at war. There's going to be one great Messiah who's going to lead us to war and die, Mashiach ben Yosef. And then there's going to be a next Mashiach that's going to come in, and he's going to be a descendant of Leah, what's called Mashiach, the son of David. And he's going to lead a tremendous war, that's Mashiach ben David. And then finally, there's going to be the entrapment of the great war of Gog and Magog, where all the nations will unite against Israel. So Rashi learns that's the evolvement. I'm not sure everyone would agree on that, but Rashi learns there's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, and then Gog and Magog. Yes?
In your opinion, would Bar Kokhba be Mashiach ben Yosef?
I don't know what my opinion is relevant. The Talmud already says that Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. One of the rabbis told him, grass will grow out of the palm of your hand, Mashiach ain't going to be here, which was another way of saying, you're going to be in the grave as fertilizer, and Mashiach won't be here. You're wrong. And Mashiach, and ultimately Rabbi Akiva admitted he was wrong. And that's what the Rambam rules, that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake, and Bar Kokhba was not Mashiach. So I don't think my opinion is relevant here. I'm saying that's what the sources say. Rav Kook has a famous piece on what the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef is, which is often misunderstood. No, but we can cover it not fast.
We can cover it not fast right,
right.
now.
Not right now. No, no, no.
No, really
remind me, know. I'll be happy to learn it with you. I'm serious. You want to have a class on it, that's great, but you know, why get a simple misunderstanding? Let's understand it in depth. Remind me, we should have done it last week or 2 weeks ago. It was, it would have been more relevant. But if you remind me, so then next Thursday we can try to do it. I just want a photocopy, and everyone should have a copy of it. Okay. Notice again the poetic form. The Navi began by describing pachat, pachat, pach, and now he goes on to describe the evolvement of what the pachad and what the pachat and what the pach is, and he continues. Again, poetic form. Break will break the land. Two terms for breaking. Haaretz, the land will break, will crack. Pol hit porera eretz, the land will be turned, will crumble. Even in modern Hebrew, what do you call crumbs? Peirurim. Okay, peirurim are crumbs, so pol hit porera eretz. Crumble, the land shall crumble. Motit motita aretz, the land will wither. Motit motita aretz, it will fall, it will collapse. So I'm just going to read the full pasuk so you see the poetry. Roa hit roa aretz, por hit porera eretz, mot hit moteta aretz, noa tanua eretz kashiko, the land will sway like a drunk. Vehit nodida kameluna, and it will travel, it will move in exile like a miluna. Miluna is the huts that the guards used to build wherever they were guarding. So it was constantly on the move, it was on the go. A miluna. Miluna is basically a hut that was built for one night's rest. You'd sleep in there. So the land will be like a drunk as the people sway here and there, and they will be exiled like a miluna, like this little treehouse that's built for people to spend the night in. V'chavad aleha pisha v'nafila v'lo tosif kum, and the sins of the land will weigh it down. It will fall and cease to get up again. Boom. So others read it differently. V'nafala. Okay, the question here is, who's he talking about? We understood until now he's talking about Israel, how Israel will fall. Others want to say this is already turning to the nations who destroy Israel. They will fall. Okay. Okay. Many commentaries want to learn that this is all talking about the nations. After he described the history of Israel down to Gog and Magog, so then what's he talking about our destruction again? He's come to the end. So that's why they want to say that this is a description of what will happen to the nations who attack us. That's okay. That needs a lot of work. What?
Chronological.
Right.
Two options. Maybe it's not chronological. Maybe after Gog and Magog is nothing about it. This doesn't talk about something different.
Maybe next week we should go into this a little bit more in depth. What's going on here?
There's a lot of different things that different Jewish movements are putting out that are causing confusion amongst people.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, of course, Rambam has his commentary on Gogam Magog. And, some people believe that. And then, I guess, the Babich Rebbe tells everybody, oh, World War II and all that, that was Gogam Magog, so we were done. And it's like, well, then, he died before he saw this war that's going on right now. I mean, you gotta realize, you got, like, a lot of the Middle Eastern world and, in Europe, in the United States, all involved in a prolonged conflict. And so I hate to tell you, war is not done yet. And so therefore, Gog and Magog are not existing yet.
But let's see, I think the easiest understanding here is that there will be no natural renaissance within the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. The Navi is describing that from the destruction of the Second Temple, there will be a constant downfall for the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And there will not be a natural way for them to get back up. V'nafala, they will continue falling, v'lo tosif kum. And the people will not have a way of getting back up. And then the Navi continues. V'haya, what? Correct. From the destruction of the Second Temple, we've been falling. Let's hear. V'haya b'yom ha'u yifkod Adonai al tzeva ha'marom b'marom. And then when that day comes, God will take to task the armies of the heaven in heaven. V'al malchei ha'adama al ha'adama, and over the kings of the earth on earth. So after Hashem describes all the evils that the Jewish people will suffer, so then he says, okay, but I want you to know, in the end, even though they won't be able to stand up, God will enter the picture. The Jewish people will reach a point where they've fallen and they can't get up. And it's very easy to view the Holocaust as that. There's no natural way to stand up from that. But Hashem says, okay, but now I'll enter the picture. And Hashem says, I will take the armies of heaven to task and then the kings on earth. And this pasuk teaches us a concept which is quoted in many places, the idea that before a nation undergoes turmoil, in heaven God deals with their angels. So before a nation falls, their angel falls. The pasuk says, Hashem will take the angels of the nations to task, and then the kings on earth will be taken to task. So we are taught that whenever something big happens down below, it is first represented in heaven. This idea is also described in the book of Daniel. V'usifu ha'seifa asir al bo, v'sugru al masker, u'mirov yamim yipakedu. The Navi describes, v'usifu, and they will be gathered to be punished. Aseifa asir al bo, just as the prisoners are gathered in the middle of the night to a pit, and that's where they're going to be punished. V'sugiru al masger, and they're locked in the pit by the guard until the morning, where they're going to be taken out to do their work. Umirov yamim yipakedu, and after all this time, God will finally take the nations to task. So our tradition is that this is a description of what happens in Gog Umagog, where all the nations unite around Jerusalem, and their thought is that they're going to destroy everyone in Jerusalem. And what they don't realize is, v'usifu ha'seifa asir albo, their gathering is really like the prisoners gathered around the pit, where they're about to be thrown into the pit and locked in the pit as punishment. And so Hashem describes that that's what's going to happen when the nations unite around Jerusalem to destroy Jerusalem. Hashem says, then I'm going to take them to task for what they've done all these years. So again, the commentaries understood that when the Navi said the Jewish people will fall and will not get up again, that's a description of all of our exile, where we never had a period that we ruled. We were always under other people's rule. We never went back up again. Until Hashem says, I'm going to take them to task. Now, the Navi, according to that interpretation, is skipping a point. Because we said we had two kings. And then you had Gog and Magog, according to Rashi. So that means they won't get up, and then there'll be an evolvement which will bring them to the point of Gog and Magog. Okay, this needs work. Meaning we're... Okay, that's other prophecies, right. Okay, so that's something that needs a lot of discussion. Tov, to be continued, Bezachim.